This is JIS News. Coming up, National Blood Transfusion Service moving to boost voluntary blood donors. Several St. Catherine residents successfully complete vocational and life skills training, and Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller to attend memorial service for former President of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. The details after the break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. The National Blood Transfusion Service, NBTS, is targeting persons aged 17 to 25 years in its drive to attract more voluntary blood donors. The NBTS blood drive goes into high gear this month in anticipation of increased demand for blood and blood components during the festive season, usually characterized by a spike in the number of trauma cases.
Blood must be seen as an essential medicine necessary to save lives. As Minister of Health, I stand in full support of the drive to increase the level of voluntary blood donation. This represents a better path, along with the necessary testing and control measures to ensure adequate, safe blood supply for those who use our health services.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson speaking at the recent launch of the NBTS 65th anniversary celebration. Persons are being urged to give blood at any of the 9 blood collection centers islandwide. 71 St. Catherine residents have successfully completed vocational and life skills training under the Alternative Livelihoods and Skills Development Project. The participants from Central Village, Shelter Rock, Tawspen, Lauriston and Marchpen have received Level 1 Heart Trust NTA certification in various programs. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, partnered with the Portmore Heart Academy to implement the project at a cost of nearly $12.5 million. This through funding from the Japan Social Development Fund grant and the Government of Jamaica World Bank Inner City Basic Services Project. Social Development Manager at JSIF, Mona Suho, says the participants are now better equipped to be self-sufficient.
This project has provided a foundation for employment opportunities, both as employees and as entrepreneurs. Some students have benefited also from temporary apprenticeship placement, which have no doubt increased their experience and their level of study.
The participants were presented with the certificates at a recent closing ceremony at the Garmex Heart Academy in Kingston. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is in Johannesburg for the memorial service of former President of South Africa, the late Nelson Mandela. The memorial service is to be held Tuesday, December 10 at the FNB Stadium in Johannesburg, South Africa. The Prime Minister is accompanied by Special Representative to the African Union, Ambassador Carlton Masters, as well as her support and security staff. Mrs. Simpson-Miller returns to the island Thursday and will participate in the joint session of Parliament to pay tribute to the iconic leader. In the meantime, as the country observes a 5-day period of official mourning, the national flag is to be flown at half-mast on all government buildings and public offices. The Office of the Prime Minister is advising persons to adhere to the protocols with respect to the flying of other flags. The period of official mourning is being observed from Saturday, December 7 to Wednesday, December 11. And Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnaldo Brown has lauded the Jamaica Awareness Association of California, JAAC, for its significant contribution to the health and education sectors in Jamaica. In a message delivered at the recently held JAAC 27th Annual Fundraising Banquet at the Los Angeles Airport Marriott, the minister noted that over the past 7 years, the organization has contributed to the purchase of equipment, training of staff, and organizing of medical missions to Jamaica, valuing in excess of $150 million. The message was delivered by Diaspora Advisory Board member for the Midwest USA, Leo Gilling. Minister Brown further noted that since the conclusion of the 5th Biennial Diaspora Conference in June 2013, the government, in collaboration with the private sector, has formed a committee to ensure that the recommendations made at the conference are implemented in a timely manner. He says the government of Jamaica will be exploring a wide range of areas within which to collaborate in healthcare, with a view of building long-term partnerships between the health authorities and medical establishments in the diaspora. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.